I represent for Dr. Hughes and my team, other team members. So I'm Sa Liu. I'm a second year doctoral student in University of Texas at Austin. And today I want to talk about pre-service teachers' social networking use concerns and educational possibilities. And I will show you a lot of data here. So what is social networking? In our research group, we used Boyd and Allison's definition about social networking site. It's a web-based service. First, it's a web-based service. Then you can create a profile or same profile. You can connect with other people. You can connect with them, and you can actually add them as friends within this system. For example, Facebook or Twitter or LinkedIn. And why we are interested in this topic? Because there are data shows that SNS are widely used nowadays. For example, in 2013, they said there are 70% of adults are using social networking sites. And 80% of teens from 12 to 70 years old, they are using social networking. Especially for college students, they spend 2.5 hours every day on social networking sites. And it's not connected with their professors. They just talk with their friends. So for us, as an educational researcher, we are really interested about how social networking service penetrated in education, especially for pre-service teacher. So we have these three questions, especially about how they use social networking, what concerns do they have, and will they use social networking service in their future teaching? And to answer these three research questions, we did a survey method and did a 4-year cross-sectional studies. All our participants, they are all pre-service teacher from 2008 to 2012. There are 8 cohorts, and they are all volunteer-based, consented to participate in our research. Also, we send out this online invitation to invite them to join our research before 2 weeks before their graduation. And during that 2 weeks, we also send out 3 reminder emails to ask them or beg them to fill this survey. And for our instrument, it is a 20 to 30 minutes survey, and later we use SPSS to analyze our data. So here is the exciting part. So for our research question one, how those pre-service teachers use social networking? At first, we can take a look at the frequency of using social SNS. According to our data, we found out that the frequency they use social networking increased from across this 4 years and a little bit decreased in 2012. As for what kind of social networking they are using, for Facebook, we found out almost 100% of them are using Facebook from 2009 to 2012. As for MySpace, as you know, that it's closed, so it decreased to 0 in 2012. As for LinkedIn and Twitter, it has a modest increasing across these 4 years. We also asked what kind of activities they do in these social networking sites. It's interesting because 100% of them said they stay in touch with friends. As for other activities like plan or invite people to events, find out more about people, and only others, they are maintained in an average level and they didn't really change a lot. For other activities like learning, communicating, and sharing, we can find out there are very interesting two parts here. There are, in the top part, it is sharing photos, music, and communicating with classmates. We can see there is an increasing trend for communicating with classmates. It's actually increased to 94% in 2012. As for the bottom part, these activities, they are not really used a lot. It's just between 5% to 20%. But there is also one interesting trend here about for professional activities. It's like this bar. So across this 4 years, this bar is slightly increased. That means those pre-service teachers across these 4 years gradually use Facebook or other social networking sites for professional use rather than just for personal use. It's also interesting, oh yeah, it increased from 7% to 22%. The other interesting point is about communicate with instructors. It only has less than 10% of them are communicating with instructors in social networking. So I wonder if you add your students as your friend. I don't know. So as for other specific social networking technologies, for example, blogs. The pre-service teacher in our research, they also reported their blogs, blogs, if they use blogs. So we analyzed the frequency of their use. We can see from 2008 to 2011, it's actually, this is increased because this part is never used, never used, never used. So all of them used are increased, but in 2012, it's decreased. And also for those who use the blogs very frequently, they become less frequently for reading blogs. As for writing blogs, likewise, it's similar. A slight increase, then decrease. Also for those said over 40% of them, they never writing blogs. And for those who use writing blogs, they become, the frequency become less frequently, become to like monthly or other parts. Also, we include Wiki as our social networking part. And for this one, it's similar with blogs. As for writing wikis, overwhelmingly 75% to 95% said they never writing something on Wiki. And we started to ask about Twitter in 2011, and at that year, 26% of them said they use Twitter. And of course, 74% said they never used Twitter before. And for those who use Twitter, they don't really use it daily based. It's just weekly or monthly, the frequency. As for writing Twitter, it's similar with reading Twitter. So we asked about them, what's their purpose for using social networking? Are they keep it personal or use it in a professional way? So from this chart, from 1 to 7 points, the higher, that means you use it for educational use. The lower part it stands for personal use. So this red line stands for medium value. So this part is interesting. This is participant in social networking sites. They said, despite they said they have all kinds of activities they did in social networking, but it's this line stands for they almost use it for personal use. All the activities is just for personal use. And it's also interesting, like this line, these two, it stands for reading blogs and writing blogs. At first, they use it for personal use. Later on, around 2012, it turns out they use it for professional use. As for reading, this line is reading wiki. It always has a consistent trends about professional or educational use, it's just between them. For reading, for writing wiki, it becomes more professional for them. They use it more for professional use. So that's for the first question, how they use social networking sites. And for the question two, what kind of concerns do they have when they use social networking? So according to our data, they put a lot of restrictions. The first concern is they put a lot of restrictions in their social networking sites. From 65% in 2008, increased to 83% of the among our participants, they put a lot of restrictions on their sites. Only one participant from 2009 and two participants from 2011 said they never put any restrictions. And for only other participants, they put somewhat restrictions on their social networking sites. As for the specific concerns, it turns out they concerned about almost all the stuff we proposed, like misuse their information, their community, computer security, cyber bullying or cyber stalking, and identity theft on the others. And at the bottom part, this one is, this is the less concerned, is cyber bullying or stalking. And as for misuse their information and SNS history cause their problem in the future is these two lines. That's their top concerns. So with things we already know how they use it and what's their concerns to use it. We also asked if they want, because they just graduate, if they will use it in their future teaching. We started to ask this question in 2010, so that means we have five cohorts. They answer this question. It turns out they, at first, it's 3.15, to, and it decreased to 2.56. So it become, it's from somewhat likely to use it to somewhat unlikely to use it. So we expect the trend is decreased. So that's all our findings according to our data across these 4 years. And we found some interesting part, also some confusing part. We will do more research about it. And as for this research, it has some limitations. Because we just do one, we just had one teacher education program. And for this program, those teacher, pre-service teachers, they are really exposed to a lot of technologies. They are required to have a Mac laptop in their class. So it may not represent it for all the teacher education program. Also, it's really difficult to do an interview or observation to see how many individuals use social networking. So the self-report part may not really accurate. So if you have any questions, you can email Dr. Hughes or any one of us here. So thank you for being here. Okay.
When you refer to restrictions that pre-service teachers place, are those restrictions on themselves or on their students that they might be interning?
For another question, we ask them, I think when the question is, oh, actually, you can find our question in our full paper, like our questionnaire in the appendix. So another question, I'll ask them if they will put restrictions, like you set restrictions, set basically for themselves, if like people can access to their account, if people can view their profile, if they can comment their stuff. So yeah, thank you.
Trying to understand why the decrease in the pre-service teachers' potential use of social networking in their practice. And my question leads to how frequently or is it used in the pre-service program at the school they're at? And could that be an explanation? And by extension, could you explain the lack of use of social networking in their courses? You see that in one of your slides that there's 2%?
Yeah.
Use with the instructors. So is it a part? Is it because it's not used in the course, or the instructors don't use it? I'm trying to understand why the decrease.
Yeah, I think that's a very interesting point. Because we also accept this part, we also ask those pre-service teacher their perception about their instructors use these social like networking websites. They also mentioned, I'm not sure if it's exactly because we haven't analyzed those part of data yet. It seems like the instructors, they don't really use it. They use less frequently than those pre-service teachers. So that might be one of the solutions. No, no, sir. We will look into it. Thank you. And thank you again.